Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Aleph. We left off on daf Kuf Amid Beis. We are at Gufa, two lines from the end of the page on daf Kuf Amid Beis. Today's show is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Allah Shalom, and the Shamashav and Aliyah. And we thank you very much for the continued sponsorship of the daf Yomi Shir. So, what we're going to talk about today is the following. First, we're going to go back to Machlokas we had yesterday, and we're going to try to explain why it is that Rabbi Shimon holds that if a person eats a Giranosha from a behemoth tamei, which you would think would make him the winner of the biggest Aveira contest, that he managed to eat a gira nasha of a behemoth tamei, and Rabbi Shimon holds potter, that he's entirely potter. How does that make any sense that a person is going to be potter entirely for a gira nasha of a behemoth tamei? Then the Gemara is going to try to find the Tana that holds ein iser chalal iser, even when the second iser is an iser kolal, that when the second iser includes more items in the iser than the first one, that apparently there's the Tana that still holds ein iser chalal iser. So we're going to try to identify whether Rabbi Yossi Aglili could in fact be that Tana. Then on Amud Beis, continuing in the sugya of ein iser chalal iser, the Gemara is going to talk about when Yom HaKippurim and Shabbos coincide with one another. So are both isurim activated, or do we say ein iser chalal iser, that somehow only one of the isurim is activated? Well, the Gemara is going to have two explanations why Rabbi Yochanan assumes that if a person is hazed b'Shabbos v'shagug b'yom HaKippurim, he does a malacha realizing that it's Shabbos, but not realizing that it's Yom Kippur, that he's totally pater from a carbon chatas, that you would think he'd be chayiv chatas for being shagug b'yom HaKippurim, for violating malacha b'shagug and Yom Kippur. But Rabbi Yochanan says, no, he's pater from a chatas, as if there's no iser Yom HaKippurim that exists over there. So the Gemara is going to have two explanations of why Rabbi Yochanan would hold such a thing. Then the Gemara at the end of the daf is going to talk about when exactly did we earn the title of Bnei Yisrael as opposed to Bnei Yaakov? At what point did we become Bnei Yisrael? This is going to happen nafkamina in terms of at what point we became obligated in the Isser of Gid Hanasha. Because Alkein Lo Yochlu Bnei Yisrael, the Gid Hanasha. So when did we become Bnei Yisrael that we have such an Isser of Gid Hanasha? Then we probably won't get to it, but at the very, very end of the daf, going into tomorrow's daf, we're going to start discussing which animals are subject to the Isser of Eiver Min HaChai. So that's its own discussion. So let's begin Gufa, last line of the second last line of the page, on Daf Kuf and Beis. So Gufa, Ha'ochel Gira Nasha Shal Beim Betmeh. If a person eats a Gira Nasha of a non-kosher animal, so Rabbi Yehuda, Mechayiv Shtayim, Rabbi Yehuda says what seems like the sensible thing, that you're Chayiv for two separate Isurim, one because you ate a Beim Betmeh, and the other because you ate a Gira Nasha. But Rabbi Shimon Poter, Rabbi Shimon says that you are entirely Poter, and that is troubling. So says Rabbi Shimon, Manavshach, I don't understand. No matter what you hold, it should not yield the result of being potter. Because e iser chalal iser l'chayv nam yishum gid. If you hold that one iser could be chalal and another iser, so then that's like Rabbi Yehuda. Then you should be chayv twice. You should be chayv for Beim HaTmeya, and you should be chayv for Gid HaNasha. V'i ein iser chalal iser. And if you already have an existing iser, a second iser cannot be chal, so l'chayv mishum tumah d'kadim. So whichever iser came first should be the one that you chayv for, and the Behemah Temeah comes before. We discussed yesterday, Behemah Temeah comes before the Isra of Gid HaNasha. So because the Isra of Behemah Temeah applies Mishas Yitzira, and that's prior to the Gidin even developing in the animal, so the Isra of Behemah Temeah comes before Gid HaNasha. You should only be chayv Mishum Behemah Temeah, but at least you should be chayv. It shouldn't be that you're totally potter. V'ein Begidim Nol Sintam. And if you hold that Ein Begidim Nol Sintam, so then the Isra of Behemah Temeah is not chal on the Gid, so the chayv Mishum Gid, you should be chayv for the Isser of Gid HaNasha, because it's not an Isser of Behemah Temeah, but it is an Isser of Gid HaNasha. The Achronim are a little bit bothered by the Lashon of the Gemara. The beginning of the Kasha in the Gemara, it sounds like there's a way to explain Rabbi Shimon that it's based on Isser Chalal Isser, and the Gemara says, no, but if he held Isser Chalal Isser, then you'd be chayv for both, meaning Manavshach. What's the explanation of Rabbi Shimon? Is it that Isser Chalal Isser? What do you mean? That would be an explanation for Rabbi Shimon to say Isser Chalal Isser goes against, it's like goes further away from any explanation of Rabbi Shimon. If you held Ein Isser Chalal Isser, so then I at least understand why you're not going to be chayav for one of the two Isurim you violated. So it's a little bit strange. The Gemara is trying to explain Rabbi Shimon, and the Gemara is trying to say, well, whatever logical thing you would think of to defend Rabbi Shimon is not going to make sense, because Manavshach, if you say Isser Chalal chalal isser. No, that works against Rabbi Shimon. And not only that, that's exactly Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that isser chalal isser over here. And that's why you're chayiv shtayim. So the Lashon over here is a little bit perplexing. The Tiferes Yaakov and other Achronim work on trying to figure out what the Lashon is. But the point of the Gemara we get, right? The Gemara is saying that the guy mamish just won an Avera contest. He ate a Giranasha, a Behemoth Temeah, and Rabbi Shimon says he gets off scot-free, that he's totally potter. How does that make any sense? So answers the Gemara, Amarava Liolam Kasavar, Ain Begidin Minosin Tam. Rabbi Shimon holds Ain Begidin Minosin Tam. So with that, we take away the Yisra Behemoth Temeah, that he did not violate the Yisra Behemoth Temeah when he ate this Giranasha. Aye, what about the Yisra of Giranasha? Vashayni Hasam, and the reason Rabbi Shimon says you're potter from Giranasha is because the Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Al Kain Lo Yochlu B'nei Yisrael Es Giranasha. So it sounds like only the Gid is not allowed to be eaten from this animal, but everything else may be eaten from the animal. And that tells you about the Isra of Giranasha, that Misha Gido Asur Uvesaro Mutter, that the Isra of Giranasha only applies to an animal that the rest of the animal is kosher. Yatsazo, as opposed to Behemoth Temeah, Giranasha of a Chazer, Shegido Asur Besaro Asur, where the Gid is Asur, and the basar would be asr, so the issur of giranasha doesn't apply to such an animal where both the gid and the basar would be asr. So you don't have an issur behemah temeah because it's not edible. The giranasha has no tam to it, and you don't have the issur of giranasha because the issur of giranasha doesn't apply to behemah temeah. Now Tosos in Maseches Bachim raises the question: why does the Gemara not ask midi basara mutar ksiv? Meaning the Gemara has that style of question in a lot of other places, that does the Pasuk say that the Gid is Asr and the Basar is Mutter? All the Pasuk says is, Al Kein Lo Yochlu B'nei Yisrael is Gid Anasha. The Gemara then says, oh, that makes it sound like the rest of the animal is Mutter. Makes it sound like, weird, what did it say? It never said that the rest of the animal is Mutter. It just says, you're not allowed to eat the Gid Anasha. So that would be the normal way the Gemara would follow up and challenge that limud. So Tosa says, no, this is different than in all other places. You can't ask midi b'saro mutar ksiv, but because this is just different. He doesn't explain why this is just different. So in the Tzon Kachem, he explains that the word hanasha is extra over here. The Torah could have said, al kein lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael es hagid asher al kaf hayarech, and I would know which gid it is. Hanasha means the one that's removed, the one that jumps out of place, the one that's able to slip away. So if the Torah wanted to tell me that the gid it was nasha mimakomo, it already says that at the end of the pasuk. So the word anasha is extra to teach me that dafka a gid that only is asur ba'achila because it was nasha mimakomo, like by Yaakov Avinu, because Yaakov Avinu's gid was nasha mimakomo and not a gid of a behemoth temeah, which is anyway asur ba'achila for other reasons. So that's how the limud apparently is supposed to go. Okay, so first part of today's daf, we wanted to understand why does Rabbi Shimon hold that if you eat a gid of behemoth temeah that you're putter entirely, and the answer was quite simply that he holds you're not chayv mishum behemoth temeah because they ain't begid minosin tam. You're not chayv mishum giranasha because giranasha doesn't apply to a non-kosher animal. Now we get into the concept a little more deeply of ein iser chal al iser. There is a well-known klal that one iser cannot be chal where there is already another iser existing. But as much as it's a klal, there are many exceptions to that klal. There are certain cases where an Isser can be Chal on a pre-existing Isser. Three in particular that come up in our Gemara. One is what we call an Isser Kolel, where the second Isser is going to include more things that are not included in the first Isser. For example, you have an Isser of Gid Anasha, and then the animal becomes a Nevela. So now that Gid Anasha is both Gid Anasha and it's Nevela. Why? Because the Isser Nevela is Chal on the whole animal. The Isser Gid Anasha was only on that one little sinew. Now you have on the entire animal. So that's called an Isser Kolel. So the Isser Nevela could be Chal on the Isser of Gid Anasha. Second exception would be by an Isser Mosif, that more people are included in the second Isser than the first Isser. The first Isser was something that's Asr only to Kohanim, and then the second Isser is something that's Chal that applies to everybody. So that's what we call an Isser Mosif. And third example is an Isser Chamor, and that's going to be a lot of the subject of today's discussion, where the second Isser is, it may only apply to the same people, and it may only apply to the same items, but the second Isser is more Chamor than the first Isser. It's an Isser Kares, and not just an Isser Lav, it's something. In some some way, it's more chomer than the first iser. So now, says Gemara, Amar Rav Yudom Rav, ha'ochel gira nasha shal nevela. If a person eats a gira nasha of a nevela, Rameir mechayev shtayim. Rameir says, you're chayev for eating nevela, and you're chayev for eating gira nasha. Why? Because the iser nevela can be chal on the iser of gira nasha, like we just explained, because that's an iser kolel. The iser gira nasha only includes the gid, and the iser nevela includes the entire animal. So the iser of nevela can be chal on the iser gira nasha. The Chum say, though, no, you're only chayiv for eating gira nasha. You're not chayiv for nevela, because the iser of nevela cannot be chal on the iser gira nasha, apparently, even though it's an iser kolel. So we maintain the principle of ein iser chal al iser, even when the second iser is an iser kolel, according to the Chachamim. So again, the machlokas Rameir and the Chum is, do we maintain the principle of ein iser chal al iser, even when the second iser is an iser kolel, where Rabbi Meir will say, no, then the second iser will be chal. And the Chum will say, no, the second iser is still not chal. Umodim Chum Rameir, but the Chum will be modet Rameir, bochel gira nasha shel ola v'shel shora niskol shechayiv shtayim. That if you eat a gira nasha of a carbon ola or a shora niskol, that you're chayiv for eating a gid and you're chayiv for the eating the ola or the shora niskol. In that case, they're moda that the isra of ola or shora niskol could be chal on the isra of gira nasha. Why? Because that's an isra chamor. It's not only an isra kolel. It is an isra kolel. It includes more things. The ola, the isra of ola, and the isra of shara niskal applies to the whole animal. The isra of gira nasha is only on the gid. It's not only an isra kolel. It's an isra kolel with an isra chamor, because ola and shara niskal are isra ana'a, whereas gira nasha is just an isra achila. So even though the chachamim say that ein isra chalal isra even by an isra kolel, but if the isra kolel also happens to be an isra chamor, then the Isser is going to be Chal al Isser. Then the second Isser will be able to be Chal. And now the rest of Amud Aleph is going to be trying to figure out who's the Tana that holds that way. That holds that even though generally speaking, Ein Isser Chal al Isser, even by an Isser Kolel, but if the Isser Kolel is an Isser Chamor, then yes, Isser Chal al Isser, then the second Isser can be Chal. So Man Hai Tana, the Isser Kolel, Isser Chal al Isser, Lesley, Isser Kolel, Isser Chamor, Islay. Who's the Tana that holds that by a regular Isser Kolel, we would say Ein Isser Chal al Isser? So if you have a gira nasha that then the whole animal became a nevela, we're going to say, oh, it's not that gira nasha is not an iser nevela because ain't iser chal al iser. But if it's even though it's an iser kolel, but as soon as it's an iser chamor, if it's shara niskal, it's ola, it's an iser chamor, then yes, iser chal al iser. Who's the tana that holds that combination of shitos? So Amar Rava, Rabbi Yossi Aglilihi. The tana is Rabbi Yossi Aglili. The tanan, because we have a mishnah Maseches Vachim, that if you have a tamei sha'achal kodesh, a person who is tamei that eats basar kodesh, that eats hekdesh meat, that's us. You're not allowed to do that. When you're tamei, you're not allowed to eat hekdesh meat. Bein kodesh tamei, bein kodesh tahar. Whether the meat is tamei or whether the meat is tahar, chayiv, he's chayiv a karbon chatas, because the Torah tells us that if you eat kachim betumas aguf, you're chayiv kares, and therefore if you do b'shogeg, you're chayiv chatas. That's the rule. Anything that if you do b'mezid, you're chayiv kares. You do, or worse, if you do b'shogeg, you're chayiv a karbon chatas. So good. So he's going to be chayiv a karbon chatas for being tamei eating kodesh, and it doesn't matter if the kodesh is tamei or tahar. Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer. Rabbi Yossi says, no, Tamei Shachal es HaTohar Chayiv. If he's a Tamei person that ate Kodesh, that's Tohar, then he's going to be Chayiv HaKarbon Chatos. But Tamei Shachal es HaTamei Pater. If he's a Tamei person that's eating Tamei Hagdish meat, then he's going to be Pater from Chatos, Shalachal El Dover Tamei, because he's only eating a Dover Tamei. Meaning there is no Chiv Kares, and therefore no Chiv Chatos for eating Basar Kodesh that's Tamei. It's Asar. You're not allowed to eat Basar Kodesh. Somebody got to burn it. But if you eat basar kodesh where the meat is tamei, where the kodesh is tamei, you're not chayiv kares. When you're tamei and you're eating basar kodesh that's tahar, that's where you're chayiv kares. So if both you and the meat are tahar, that's this machlokas, where the Tanakhama says you're still chayiv achatos because you're tamei and you're eating basar kodesh. And Rabbi Yossi Glili says, no, once the meat is tamei, you're not going to be chayiv chatos anymore. So Amrlo, the Chum said to Rabbi Yossi Glili, wait a second, can you ever have a case where a tamei person is eating kodesh meat that's tahar? It's not possible. Why is it not possible? Af tami shachal es tahar, kiven shenaga bo timahu. Because when you eat something, you pick it up. to eat it. So the second you touch it, even if you pick it up with a fork, you touch it to your lips. So now you've touched it. So now you've been metame it. There is no case of a tame person eating kodesh and tzar. Every case of a tame person eating kodesh, the kodesh itself is tame. The Chum argued to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Now, the Chum must have understood, Tosfos points out, that Rabbi Yossi Aglili was not talking only in a case where tachav lo chaveru bebeis ablia, meaning there is a way that you can eat something without touching it. You have someone else that like stuffs it down your throat, and the first time it touches you, it's bebeis ablia, so it's balua, and therefore there's no transmission of tuma at that stage. So it is possible, but that's quite a nukimta to make on Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and it's quite a nukimta to make on the pasuk that Rabbi Yossi Aglili is saying that the pasuk is only talking about that a person is chayv kares when he's tamid, he has tumas aguf, and he eats basar kodesh only if tachav lo chaver bebeis ablia. So they must have understood that that's not the case, and therefore the chacham challenge Rabbi Yossi Aglili. You don't even have a case of a tamid person that eats kodesh that's tahar. So how could you argue that the only way that that you could be chayiv kares for eating kachim betumas aguf is when you're eating kodesh tahar? It doesn't even exist. It doesn't even happen. So we must be right, say the chamim, that even if a tamei person eats kodesh that's tamei, you're chayiv kares and therefore chayiv chatos if you do b'shogeg. So the Gemara explains, well, what's behind Rabbi Yossi Aglili over here. So shapir kamei the rabban Rabbi Yossi Aglili, meaning it seems like a good taina, right? The chamim have a pretty strong taina against Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So Vama Rava, Rava says, no. Here's what happened. Here's how to understand the machlokas. Benitma haguf, if the person became tameh, the person who's eating this basar kachem became tameh, va'achar kach nitma basar, and then the food became tameh, which is the way it would happen if the food was tahar, and then you decided to eat it, right? So then as soon as you touch it, it becomes tameh. So if you're tameh first, and then the food becomes tameh, kuliyam lo pligi to chayiv. Rabbi Yossi Aglili would agree in that case that you're going to be chayiv kares. Why? The Isser kares kadim, because the Isser kares came first. So the Isser kares of eating basar kodesh when you are tameh preceded the Isser of the Tumas Basar. So you're not going to say Ein Isser Chalal Isser. So it's not a kasha, Rabbi Yossi, why the Torah is mechayiv you a tameh person who eats tahar meat, because the Tumas Aguf came before the Tumas Basar in such a case, by definition. Ki pligi, what's the whole machlokas between the Chum and Rabbi Yossi? It's when it happened in the reverse order. Benitma Basar, the Basar was tameh first. So right then, it's Asr for me to eat. It's not an Isser Kares, I'm not chayiv chatos for it, but it's asr for me to eat. The basar is tamei, and then v'achar kach nitma guf, and then the guy who was interested in eating it, then he became tamei. So Rabbanan islu isr kolal, and the Rabbanan will say, this is isr chalal isr with an isr kolal, because demigo demechayiv achatichos tahoros di alma, since now that I've become tamei, not only is this piece of meat asr to me, but all the tahor pieces of kodesh meat are asr to me, so it's an isr kolal. So the Isser of me eating betumas aguf is going to be chal even on this piece of meat that was tamei the entire time. So the Rabban will say Isser chalal Isser b'Isser kolal. Rabbi Yossi Aglili lesle Isser kolal demigo lo amrinan. And Rabbi Yossi Aglili will say, no, we don't apply Isser kolal over here. So here we have it. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says Ein Isser chalal Isser, even by an Isser Kolal, even when the second Isser is going to be more inclusive than the first Isser, is going to include more items than the first Isser. And that, therefore, if the meat was Tameh first, so it's already Asr without an Isser Kares, but it's already Asr to eat that meat, and if I then become Tameh, the Isser of eating B'tumas Aguf is not going to be able to be Chal, so all I have is the Isser of Tumas Basar. I don't have the Isser of Tumas Guf, and that's why Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, in such a case, you are potter. So ask the Gemara, but wait a second. I thought Rabbi Yossi Aglili is moda that the second Isser could be chal if it's not only an Isser Kolol, but also an Isser Chamor, right? If the second Isser not only is more inclusive, but is somehow more severe, I thought Rabbi Yossi Aglili is moda. For Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Nihid Isser Kolol Lesle, granted, he may not think that Isser Kolol is a reason to make an exception for Ein Isser Chalal Isser, but the Isser Kal, Yavol Isser Chamor, Yavol Al Isser Kal, but he agrees that when the second Isser is an Isser Chamor, it's going to be able to be Chal on an Isser Kal. So if it's not only an Isser Kolol, but also an Isser Chamor, it should be able to be chal. And isn't that the case over here? Meaning if you start off with a piece of meat, that's tameh. And now you have a second iser of am tameh, that the person's tameh. So not only is that an iser kolol, because now it's not just this piece of meat that I'm not allowed to eat, it's all the kodesh meat that I'm not allowed to eat, but it's an iser chamor, umaynihu, tumas aguf, shay tumas aguf bekares. Because when you have a piece of meat that's tameh, if I'm tahar, I'm not allowed to eat it, but it's not an iser kares. Once I become tameh, I'm not allowed to eat pasuk kodesh, that becomes an iser kares. So shouldn't Rabbi Yossi Aglili be moda that the iser is chal in such a case, that the second iser is chal in such a case? Why then does Rabbi Yossi Aglili say that you're takapater over here? So I'm Rav Ashi, man lemelan the tumas aguf chamura. Who told you that tumas aguf is more chamur than tumas basar? Meaning we're making the assumption that if I eat meat, if I'm tahar and I eat kodesh meat that is tameh, that's just a regular losase and that's an iser kal. But if I'm tameh and I eat basar kodesh that's tahar, that's an iser chamur because it's an iser kares. That's one way of measuring chumra and kal, is what punishment I get for it, whether it's kares or a lav. But there are other ways of measuring what's more chamur and what's kal. Dilma tumas basar chamur. Maybe tumas basar is a more chamer dikatuma because there's no way to be metaher basar that became tameh. When I become tameh, there's always a way out. There's always a way to be metaher a person who became tameh. But when the meat became tameh, you can't dip the meat in the mikvah. Once you have tumas olchin, it doesn't. There's no tara for it forever. So who's to say that the person becoming tameh is the yisur chamer just because it's an yisur kares? Maybe the meat becoming tameh is the yisur chamer because it has no tikkun. There's no way to get it out of its tumma state. There happens to be sugi in Zvachim Daf Mem Gimel, which says that there is a way to get food out of its tumma state by putting it in fire. So there's no tara b'mikvah, but there is tara in fire. So the Achronim discuss why that doesn't play a role over here. Okay, but be that as it may, what we just said essentially is we tried to figure out who's the Tana that holds that ein isr chal al isr even by an isr kolal, unless it's an isr chamur. Then the second isr is going to be chal. We thought maybe it's this Rabbi Yossi Aglili, but then the Gemara said, no, it can't be Rabbi Yossi Aglili in this case of the tamei person that eats basar that's tamei, because it's an isr chamur over here, so it should still be chal. So the Gemara says, no, it's not an isr chamur. So tako could be Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds ein isr chal al isr, even when the second isr is an isr kolel, unless it's not only an isr kolel but also an isr chamur. So says Gemara, but wait, Rabbi Yossi Aglili less like isr kolel? Does Rabbi Yossi Aglili not hold that of the principle of isr kolel, that a second isr will be able to be chal just by virtue of being an isr kolel alone? Vahatanya, don't we have a price that tells us the following? Shabbos v'Yom HaKippurim. If Yom HaKippurim falls out on Shabbos, and v'shogeg v'asa malacha, and a person b'shogeg din malacha on a day that was both Shabbos and Yom Kippur, minayin shechayv al zeh b'atzmo v'al zeh b'atzmo. How do I know that you chayv separately for Shabbos and Yom HaKippurim? Meaning, you chayv two korbanos chatas. One korban chatas for chilul Shabbos, one korban chatas for chilul Yom HaKippurim. Tamalomar, because the pasuk says, Shabbos he, so the Yisr Shabbos still remains fully intact, Yom HaKippurim who? So that tells me this of Yom HaKippurim remains fully intact. Divrei Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds you chayav for both Shabbos and Yom Kippur if you did melacha on Shabbos that was Yom Kippur. Rabbi Akiva Omerin chayav elachas. Rabbi Akiva says, no, ein iser chal al iser, so you're only going to be chayav for one of them. Now, if Shabbos and Yom Kippur, if the two isurim were to come b'zeh achar zeh, then only the first isur would be chal, right? Because ein isur chal al isur. So therefore, even though Shabbos and Yom Kippur come simultaneously, the day starts for Shabbos and for Yom Kippur at the same exact time. So that Rabbi Kiv is going to say only one of the isurim could be chal. Whatever is not going to be chal b'zeh achar zeh is not going to be chal b'bas achas. So you're only going to have one of the isurim are going to be chal. But you see that Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that the second isur is chal on the first first Isser, even though it's an Isser Kolel, it's an Isser Mosif, it's everything, right? It includes more things. Yom Kippur includes Achila and Shtia, and all, right? So it includes more things. So you see that Isser Kolel is going to be Chal. So that's why you're Chayiv Shtayim, because the Isser Shabbos is considered an Isser Mosif, because it's an Isser Misas Beis Din, that's how Rashi learns, that it's considered an Isser Mosif because it's Misas Beis Din as opposed to Yom Kippur, which is only Kares, which is a little bit strange to call that an Isser Mosif, because it doesn't become Usher to more people. So a lot of the Acharnim say that's not really what Rashi means. He means it's an Isser Chamur, that because it's an Isser Chamur, that's why Shabbos could be Chal on Yom Kippur. And the Isser Yom Kippur is considered an Isser Kolel, because it includes more things that you're not allowed to do. That on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do Malacha, and Yom Kippur, those same Malachas are Usher, plus Achila, Shtiyah, and all the rest. So since had they come, Bezeh Achar Zeh, they would both be Chal. Therefore, when they come at the same time, they're both going to be Chal. But if Rabbi Yossi really holds that Ein Isser Chal Isser Afilu B'Isser Kolel, Ein Isser Chal Isser Afilu B'Isser Mosif, so then Bezeh Achar Zeh, the second Isser would not be Chal. So Mela, when it comes to Basachas, the second Isser should not be Chal. So Gemara is asking, how can you pin the idea that Ein Isser Chal Isser applies even by Ein Isser Kolel on Rabbi Yossi Aglili? Here you have Beferish. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that they're both going to be chal. That they're both going to be chal. We don't say Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. That when it's an Isser Kolel, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that they're both going to be chal. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says, simple. Shalach Rav Mishum to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina Kach Hatzal Shal Mishnah VeEpoch. You got the entire Mishnah right, except you got the Shittos backwards. The Rabbi Yossi Aglili is in fact the one that says that you're only chayev for one and you're not chayev for both. We had it in the version we just quoted that Rabbi Akiva is the one that says Einu Chayev Elachas. No, it's Rabbi Yossi Aglili who says Einu Chayev Elachas. Why is it Einu Chayev Elachas? Because since Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, Afilu B'Isser Kolel, so Mele, when they come at the exact same time, you're also only going to have one Isser, you're not going to have both of them be Chal. So now that we know that Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds Einu Chayev Elachas, Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, even by Ein Isser Kolel, so in this case of Shabbos and Yom HaKippurim, what happens in the following? Shalach Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yaakov Bar Giuri Mishum Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan just took the next step, and he therefore concluded the Divrei Rabbi Yossi Aglili the Manda Avchan. If you assume like Rabbi Yossi Aglili in the way that we've just reoriented this brisa, right, where Rabbi Yossi Aglili is the one that says Einu Chayev Ela Achas. So in the following case, Shagag B'Shabbos V'Hizib Yom HaKippurim, a guy does Malacha on a day that is both Shabbos and Yom Kippurim. He didn't realize it was Shabbos. He did realize it was Yom Kippur. Right? He went to shul, everyone's wearing a kittel, and he sees that it's Yom Kippur. It's nothing obvious about it that makes it Shabbos, right? It's obviously Yom HaKippurim. So he didn't realize that it was Shabbos. He did absolutely realize that it was Yom Kippur. So Chayiv, now you're not going to be Chayiv Chatas on something you do B'mezid. You're only going to be Chayiv Chatas on something you did B'shogeg. What he was shogeg about was Shabbos. So Chayiv, he's Chayiv Karban Chatas because he's Chayiv Karban Chatas for violating Shabbos. He's in B'Shabbos, but if he was B'mezid about Shabbos, can't be Chayiv Chatas for Shabbos if he did it B'mezid, and Shagag B'Yom HaKippurim, but he didn't realize that it was Yom HaKippurim, so he hadn't gone to shul and seen people in kittels. He woke up and he realized that it was Saturday morning, and he was disoriented. He didn't realize that it was Yom Kippur. So then Pater. He's Pater from Karban Chatas. What does that tell you? Why is he Pater from Karban Chatas? Because apparently when Shabbos and Yom Kippur are Chal, when we say that you're only Chayiv once, it means that you're Chayiv for Shabbos, because the Isser of Yom Kippur isn't Chal. That when Shabbos and Yom Kippur coincide, the Isser Malacha is only an Isser Malacha Shabbos. It's not an Isser Malacha Yom Kippur. If Yom Kippur happens on another day of the week, then there is an Isser Malacha Mitzad Yom Kippur. But Yom Kippur is Chal on Shabbos. The Isser Achila is Mitzad Yom Kippur. The Isser Shtiyah is Mitzad Yom Kippur. Tash Shamita, Nilas Sandal, and Sicha. All that's Mitzad Yom Kippur. But when it comes to the Isser Malacha, only the Isser of Shabbos is Chal. The Isser Yom Kippur doesn't have any room to be Chal. That's how Rabbi Yochanan seems to understand Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that since Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, the Isser of Yom Kippur will not be Chal on the pre-existing Isser of Shabbos. It is a little bit strange that we have to say Dafka, if you switch it around and you say this is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, then this is only the Isser of Shabbos is Chal, not the Isser of Yom Kippur. L'chari, even if you didn't switch it around, then and it was the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, so then you would just say the same thing within the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. So the Achronim work on that as well, right? Why do we have to say like Dafka because we switched him, because it's Libid Rabbi Yosef? Fine. So anyway, my timer. Why is it that your Pater L'chari should be Chayiv Karban Chatas because you violated Yom Kippur B'Shogeg? Why are we saying that the Yisr of Yom Kippur L'chari over here is not Chal at all? What are we talking about? Why isn't it Chal? So two explanations. Explanation number one: Amar Abaye Shabbos Kaviyah V'Kaima Yom Kippur and Beidina to Kakavilei. One of these Yisurim came before the other, right? Now, you would think, what are you talking about? Shabbos and Yom Kippur, they start at the same exact moment. One didn't come before the other. I could tell you exactly when Shabbos is going to be from now to, for all eternity. I cannot tell you when Yom Kippur is going to be at a time when they're Kaveh the Chodesh based on Re'iyah. So since I know when Shabbos is going to be, I can predict in advance. I can make the calendar years in advance of exactly when Shabbos is going to be. I cannot do that with Yom HaKippurim. It's only when Beis Din is Kaveh the Rosh Chodesh that then I know when Yom HaKippurim is going to be. So it's Yom HaKippur being superimposed on Shabbos. It's not Shabbos being superimposed on Yom Kippur. So the Yisr of Shabbos was there first, and therefore there's no makom for Yom Kippur to be Chal, because Ein Yisr Chal al Yisr. So the Yisr Malach of Yom Kippur won't be Chal. That is Abaye's explanation. Amalei Rava challenges Abaye, says, that's not the way Ein Yisr Chal al Yisr works. It doesn't work on based on predictability of the Yisr. It's based on, when does it start, right? When am I not allowed to do Malacha? So, sof, tarvay, badei adadi kasu. In the end of the day, both Yisurim come at the same time, when the day starts, right? At Shkia, on the night before. So who cares that Yom Kippur is Tali and Kviyas HaChodesh? Lemaisa, they start at exactly the same time. So you have to say that the fact that Rabbi Yossi says, you're only Chayiv Achas, it must be because he holds Ein Yisr Chal Yisr, even by an Yisr Kol, by an Yisr Mosif, and even when the two Yisurim come Bebas Achas, right? Rav is saying, even if they come Bebas Achas, you're only chayiv on one of them. So if you were mazed in be'echad and shogeg on the other one, you should be chayiv a karban chatos, because you should be able to be chayiv either mitzad Shabbos or mitzad Yom Kippur, which means we're back to our question. What on earth is Rabbi Yochanan talking about? Meaning if the svara from Yosef Glili being chayiv achas is not because one came before the other. No, they both came at the same time. And it's just that ein iser chal al iser, so whichever iser it is, it doesn't matter which iser it is. We don't say that it's only in iser Shabbos, not in Yom Kippur, they came at the same time. So it's just that you're not chayiv twice, because if they can't come b'zeh chazeh, then they can't be chal at the same time that you're going to be in violation of both. But you'll be in violation of one of them, it could be either one. So how do we explain Rabbi Yochanan? Why would Rabbi Yochanan say that you're only chayiv for Shabbos and not chayiv for Yom Kippurim? So Rabbi says a second explanation of Rabbi Yochanan, totally out of the box. Ela Amar Rava, Shma Dahava. It was a particular Maisa Shahaya that Rabbi Yochanan was talking about. In a typical year, when Shabbos and Yom Kippur coincide, it doesn't matter whether you're Hizid B'Shabbos V'Shag B'Yom HaKippurim or Hizid B'Yom HaKippurim V'Shag B'Shabbos, you're going to be Chayiv HaKarban for whichever one you were Shogeg on, right? That one is going to be Mechayiv Yehu Karban. Rabbi Yochanan was talking about in a particular year where there was a Gzeres HaShmad that Klal Yisrael was not allowed to observe Yom HaKippurim. V'Shalchu Mitam, so they sent a message from Eretz Yisrael, Yom HaKippur Dehoshata Shabbatahu, that they tell to the Bnei HaGola that they should observe Yom Kippur on Shabbos that year, even though it wasn't actually Yom Kippur. Shabbos didn't actually, Yom Kippur didn't actually fall on Shabbos. And the reason they wanted people to observe Yom Kippur on Shabbos that year is because Shalot Tishtakach, the mitzvah of Yom HaKippurim, people should not forget that there's such a thing called Yom Kippur. And on Shabbos, if you observe Yom Kippur, the Goyim aren't going to chap, because anyway, we're not doing a malacha. They never made a gzera that we're not allowed to keep Shabbos. They just made a gzera not allowed to keep Yom Kippur. So if we don't do malacha on Shabbos that year, they're not going to chap that we're observing it as Yom Kippur as well, and we'll be able to get away with it. So that's the case where Rabbi Yochanan said that if you're mazed b'Shabbos and shogeg b'Yom HaKippurim, you're pater from the chatos for Yom Kippur. You know why? Because it wasn't really Yom Kippur. It was a fake out. It wasn't actually Yom Kippur. That's why you're pater from the chatos. But normally, when Shabbos and Yom Kippur are chal, it doesn't matter whether you're mazed b'Shabbos and shogeg b'Yom Kippur or mazed b'Yom Kippur shogeg b'Shabbos, you can be chayiv karban chatos. V'chein kiasa Ravin kol nechusei amru akarava. And Ravin and all the people that came said exactly like Rava, that it was a particular unique case. Now, a little bit strange, no? They made a Gzeres HaShemad that we're not allowed to observe Yom HaKippurim. When there's a Gzeres HaShemad made against Klal Yisrael, it becomes Yaharik Val Yavar. Meaning, that's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, that anything that is done mitam Gzeres HaShemad is Yaharik Val Yavar. Normally, there are only three mitzvahs of Yaharik Val Yavar, and Kippur is not one of them. But when it's a Gzeres HaShemad, it's all Yaharik Val Yavar. So the Ritva writes that the Gzeru was on the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, and that Bezin Shnapi Mekadesh the Chodesh. The Gzeru was on the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, and by Bezin not being Mekadesh the Chodesh, Yom Kippur would not be Chal. So then I said, on a bitl mitzvah Saseh, you don't have to be Moser Nefesh Afilu B'Shas HaShemad. It's only on Lo Saseh, it's only on something more severe. So this was just a bitl mitzvah Saseh of Kiddush HaChodesh. It's quite a Chiddush to say like that. There are letters back and forth by some of the Gedolim around in the Holocaust, in cases where Nazis were going to kill people for observing Yom HaKippurim, whether they had to give their lives in order to be able to observe Yom HaKippurim. Do you assume that that's called the Gzeres HaShemad, where they have to give their lives to observe Yom HaKippurim? So some of the Acharim said, well, you have this Gemara. The Gemara says apparently they didn't have to give their lives. There was a Gzeres HaShemad, and they didn't keep Yom Kippur that year. They pretended to keep Yom Kippur, meaning they kept Yom Kippur on Shabbos, but it wasn't really Yom Kippur. That was just Shalot Tishtakach. That was just like a way to remember there's such a thing called Yom Kippur, but they didn't actually keep Yom Kippur that year. According to the Ritva, it's not a raya, but there's a lot of discussion among the poskim in that generation. Is that called the Gzeres HaShemad when they just want to kill us? They're not. It's not the religion. It's the Jewish people. They want to kill our nationhood. So is that called the Gzeres HaShemad, or is that just that they want to kill you? Or are there other svaras to say that maybe is not a Gzeres HaShemad, and therefore one would not have to give their life to observe Yom HaKippurim in such a case? A lot of terrible but fascinating literature on that. Another point that just comes up over here, we said the Gemara took it, Rava's point that he took for granted is that Shabbos and Yom Kippur are Chal at the same time, that they start at exactly the same time. Is that so possible, that Shabbos and Yom Kippur are Chal at the same time? There's something called Tosefes Shabbos and something called Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. The Shita of the Tur is that Tosefes Yom HaKippurim is Doraisa, that you have to be Mosif onto Yom Kippur on a Doraisa level. Tosefes Shabbos is Lav Doraisa. She says Rambam also, that Rambam holds there's no such thing as Tosefes Shabbos. But Tosefes Shabbos is Lav Doraisa, at least according to the Torah. It's not a din, it's not a din Doraisa, it's only a din Rabbanan. So shouldn't we say that Yom Kippur was Chal first? Meaning Rava says they're both Chal at the same time because they both start at the same time. But they don't really. Yom Kippur starts first because Yom Kippur has a din Tosefes where Shabbos does not. So the Acharim suggests that the Isra Malacha during Tosefes Yom HaKippurim is not the same Isra Malacha as the Isra Malacha on Yom Kippur. It's a different Isra, meaning it's an Isra Essay, whereas the Isra Malacha on Yom Kippur is an Isra Los Essay. So if that's the case, the Isra Malacha of Yom Kippur is only Chal when Yom Kippur starts. It happens to be that we couldn't do Malacha for a short time before that anyway, but that's a separate din called an Isra of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. Okay, now back in the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Valomi b'nei Yaakov. So remember, we had this discussion in the Mishnah where Rabbi Yehuda said, you know, from already the days of Yaakov Avinu, the Gid Anasha became Asr. So even before we had an Isser called Behema Temeya, the Gid Anasha was Asr. So apparently, a Gid Anasha of a Behema Temeya is going to be Asr as well. So Tanya, the Brisa tells us a little more of the conversation. That Ramal and Rabbi Yehuda, the Chum said to Rabbi Yehuda, V'chinemar al kein lo yochlu b'nei Yaakov? Are you sure the Gid Anasha became Asr already? Right after Yaakov fought with that Malach? Does the Pasuk say al kein lo yochlu b'nei Yaakov? That the children of Yaakov are not allowed to eat the Gid Anasha? V'alolo namar ela b'nei Yisrael. It says al kein lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael. V'alonok b'nei Yisrael at Sinai. We didn't earn the title of B'nei Yisrael until we were mekabel the Torah at Har Sinai, and then all the behemoth tameos were aser, and the Isra of Gid Anasha was only on behemoth tahoros. So Rabbi Yehuda's point is not well taken at all. Rabbi Yehuda wanted a tiny that Gid Anasha of behemoth tameos should be included as well, because at the time that Gid Anasha became aser, behemoth tameos was still mutter to us. Not true. Gid Anasha became aser to us at Har Sinai, and all behemoth tameos were aser to us at that time. Ela b'Sinai ne'amar. It was said at Sinai. Ela shenichta b'makom. Shlomo. The Isser was given to us at Har Sinai. The Torah records it in the aftermath of recording the battle between Yaakov and the Sarah Shal Esav. But Leidem is the Tam Nesalem. And the only reason the Torah put it there is so that we should realize what the reason for the Isser is. But when was the Isser activated? Only at Har Sinai, not at the time of the battle with Yaakov and Esav. So Masiv Rava, so that's the Brisa. Now Rava challenges the Brisa, that the Brisa says, we were not called B'nai Yisrael until Har Sinai. Really? What happened when Yaakov came down to Mitzrayim? Vayisu B'nai Yisrael es Yaakov Avihem. But Agolos, right, with the Agolos that Paro sent to carry him. So they're called apparently B'nai Yisrael already prior to Matan Torah. Says the Gemara, yeah, but Lachar Maisa. But you're right, it's a little earlier than Matan Torah, but it's after the battle with Yaakov and the Malach. So since HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu only changed his name to Yisrael after that battle, Yikari Shem Chod Yaakov came to Yisrael. So that was, a long time after he came from Paddan Aram, we turned from B'nai Yaakov to B'nai Yisrael. So at the time that we went to Mitzrayim, we were already B'nai Yisrael. But at the time of the Melchama with the Malach, which is right away when he came from Paddan Aram, so we were not yet called B'nai Yisrael because his name was not Yisrael yet. So Amalei Ravach. So therefore, when the Torah says Alkein Lo Yochel B'nai Yisrael, it's not the Yisrael of Gidon Asher could not have been activated at the time of the battle because we weren't B'nai Yisrael yet. So Amalei Ravach B'nai Ravach. Ravashi, may he shait the litzer. Okay, so let it be usher from that moment. Meaning, instead of saying it only became usher at Har Sinai, well, we still didn't have an isser beimah tamei already at that moment. Which moment exactly are we talking about? Not so clear. Rashi says that it means at the time that. That they carried Yaakov and the Agalos. That's the first time it's recorded that we were called B'nai Yisrael. So Sarash says, no, it means at the moment that Hashem changed his name from Yaakov to Yisrael. And that's when we would naturally become B'nai Yisrael. Meaning the question is, did he change his name to Yisrael, but we were not B'nai Yisrael yet? And we only became B'nai Yisrael at the time that Yaakov was taken on the Agalos. But bottom line is, there was a time between the battle and Matan Torah that we earned the title B'nai Yisrael. And at that time, we still didn't have an Isser of Behemet Tameah. So Gidon Asher should have been activated at that time, and it should apply even to a Behemet Tameah. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. So Amalei, Rav Ashi said back to Rav Acha Brei D'Rava, V'chitara pam nitna. Wait, you think the Torah was given in tiny pieces as history was progressing? Hahu shaita lav shas ma'isavai. That time that we earned the title of B'nai Yisrael was not a shas ma'isa. It wasn't the time of the battle with the Malach. V'lo shas matan taravai. Nor was it the time of matan Torah. The Yisra of Gidon Asher could have only been chal. There are only two possibilities when the Yisra of Gidon Asher was chal. It was either chal at the time of the battle of the Malach, or it was chal at Matan Torah. You can't come up with some in-between time where maybe it was chal then. So if you hold that it was chal at the time of the battle with the Malach, then it will apply to Behemet Tameah, because we didn't have an Yisra of Behemet Tameah at the time. If you hold that it was only chal at Har Sinai, it will not apply to Behemet Tameah, because at that point we already were Asr Behemet Tameah, and that in fact is the Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up the Tanur Rabbanan.
Thank you very much. You too. Have a nice one.
You too.
Thank you.
Great day. You too. Take care.